Hello and welcome, my little pucklings. It's your host, Katie, and it's Why Should Your Team Win? And it's that this is the best time of year, you guys. It's the playoffs in what, 4 days? And here to talk to me about a t about her team, the Dallas Stars, is
Yay! Thank you for having me back. I'm so excited for the
Yeah.
playoffs. It's the best time of year.
But let's not get too ahead of ourselves. You got one more
No.
game to play.
We do. We got one more game to play. We do. We're all excited for fan appreciation tomorrow. Love always to have them finish out on a home ice before they start.
Ooh, that's
So,
awesome.
yeah.
So you guys already clinched the Central.
We
Congratulations.
did.
First time
Yes.
since 2015, 2016 season.
15, 16. That's right. That's right. So, but
Yeah, having the my team clinch it last year, it just means absolutely nothing. The
no, it doesn't. I mean,
Central, who cares?
yeah. No. Means nothing. That's why it was so funny. Everybody, there was the clinching. And then there was all the Xing of the handles on Twitter to be like, we have clinched the playoffs. And then everybody was switching to Wise, which I did because it's the thing to do. But I'm like, this means nothing. Even it was so interesting because I've been through the through I have been with this team since the beginning, since they moved here. And that means that I have been through lots of different time periods. And it was funny because we had the game that we lost 3-0 to the Jets, right? And everybody's like, oh, if they win this game, they can clinch the Central, they can clinch the Western Conference and all of this stuff. And I was like, you really think the Stars are going to clinch the Central against the Jets? No, there's no way. There's no way this game is going to be a flop. And they were. It was very funny in some ways to see that right after what happened previous. So
Before we get too far ahead of ourselves with
yeah.
playoff talk, I want to rewind because I think I talked to you a week before the season started
I think so.
or
I think so.
something like that.
Yes.
Like, I think we were barely
Yeah.
sniffing preseason.
We were. Yeah.
I did predict Dallas would go all the way. You know, I was like, I think Dallas is going to Stanley Cup finals. But you guys had an amazing season. Before I get to, I just want to talk about some players. An addition of
Yeah.
Matt Duchene. Tell
Yes.
me his impact, the first half of the season or the whole season.
You know what? It's so interesting because this was a signing that I didn't see coming. I don't think I saw Nashville buying him out for starters. But we won't get into all that. But it was kind of a shock because I just wasn't expecting that to happen. Although Jim Neal does have a habit of going out and getting these veteran players. Like, I mean, Joe Pavelski has been such a key piece. And so I'm kind of at the place with tricky Jim Neal where when he does something, I'm like, let's see what happens with this. And I've been really impressed. I think he came in here and just really started things off right. I know they've given him a lot of credit for the line that he's on, the Sagan Marchment Duchene line, which we have some interesting names for it. So the fans, the Stars fans, have taken to calling them the Saguenettes,
I like that.
which I like because in my opinion, there was a lot of talk about Duchene, but I think that as much as he has come in and he has made a huge contribution, I think the pairing of him with Tyler Seguin like helped Tyler to really go off this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Well,
think
I
it's
think I
been.
was, we talked about how we were surprised Nash he got bought out from Nashville
Yeah,
because he was
yes.
coming off a career year.
He was. That's why it was so shocking. And in some ways now I'm like, well, good for us because I mean, he definitely has sparked something in the group and clearly is cohesive with it and just love to see it. It's like that extra bit there. And I think it's been really great.
And then also, you have super young superstar in Wyatt Johnston. I
Oh
think
yes.
he's and then Robo. I think he's having an off year by not scoring 100 this season, but I mean he's
Yes.
still excellent. Who
He
else
is.
is doing good? Well, let's just talk about one of those two players. Pick one.
Oh yeah, Wyatt Johnston, I would love to talk about. mostly because I mean this is his second year. This is his sophomore year, and he's
He's doing
playing.
some MVP of your guys' team.
He
That's a lot of chatter.
100%. What 100%. I mean, I would say that, and he's 20. I mean, this kid is going to be incredible, and what a steal. I mean, really, really great drafting. Again, just have a lot of trust for Jim and what he's done for this team. But this kid is just, I mean, he does it all pretty much. I think he's what, not doing power play right now, but that's it. Like he's doing plenty of other stuff, and just incredible, the playmaking. And I mean, I don't even know where to start. I think his play is phenomenal. I think he has great hockey instincts. He's a good setup. He can finish. I mean, just lots and lots of stuff. We've seen some really great goals from him, some really great assists. I mean, just lots of good stuff. And so I agree completely. I think he's definitely up there for MVP. And I cannot wait to see what he does in the future. I'm really excited to have him, especially with Stankoven coming up and starting to play with him too. That's been really cool to see.
Yeah, so is there a nickname for Stankoven? Do you guys call him Stanky, or what do you
Yeah,
guys call
so
him?
the fan base calls him Stanky mostly. He seems to enjoy Stank. I am partial to calling him the Wolverine, because his name is Logan. He's short and he's from Canada. I can't take full credit for that. My friend Cole kind of kicked that off, but I adopted it pretty quickly and I love it. But yeah, Stank seems to be the one that's stuck. So I guess that's probably what we're going to end up with. But hey.
I think what is most impressive about your team is the depth, because you look at play, like,
Yes.
right, I'm an Avs fan, so I'm following,
Yeah.
Mikko's amazing season, and also
Oh,
Nathan
yeah.
MacKinnon is probably
No
going to win the
kidding,
heart,
Mr. Hart. Yes, let's do it.
but if you
Yeah.
look at Dallas, like, there's like 10 players with 20 points, there's bubble, it's like it's really spread out throughout the board, and I think that's just like the best way to go into the playoffs. Anything
I
to
agree. I agree, because you never know what's going to happen. I mean, we started off last year, we lost Joe Pavelski right out the gate,
Oh,
and
yeah.
I mean, that was so hard, and we, of course, we don't want that to happen, but you know that it can happen. There's going to be intensity. There's going to be all this stuff. You've got to have everybody ready to go. And if you have line after line after line, you can roll. I mean, that's been the one thing this season is, yeah, sure. Sometimes the top line was hot. Sometimes the Saganets were hot. Sometimes, that third line, especially once they put Stankoven in with Ben and Johnston. I mean, that line's been rolling too. But fourth line's been contributing goals. I mean, especially recently, like we've seen a lot from Sam Steele and Craig Smith, and even Radek Foxa, who I love, but just hasn't quite been the offensive threat we I think had hoped for in the beginning. But I mean, great defensive play out of him as well. And it's just amazing to know that if somebody's out, there's going to be somebody else who can step up. I mean, Ty Dellandrea stepped up for a while Sagan was out. And I feel like he's an underrated player. And I really love when he gets in the lineup and can play. And so it's nice to have the ability to have the depth to know that there's people that can score. And also that if we need to roll things around, move stuff, slot somebody else in, if somebody's tired, if somebody's hurt or whatever, we've got that depth. We don't have to rely on one or two people for everything.
Yeah, and then, well, let's talk about your goalie situation, Ottinger and
Yes.
Wedgwood. So
Yes.
Ottinger got hurt, and then Wedgwood
Yes.
stepped in. Elaborate. Elaborate. Please
Yes.
tell me more.
Oh yes. So I'm a goalie girl at heart. Goalies are my bread and butter. They are my favorite. And Otter, I think, is one of the best. He's very young. And I think he's very hard on himself, and he's clearly had a hard year. He's talked a little bit about that. And we've seen him have a couple of rough patches. He had the injury, and was trying to come back. And I'm a firm believer in a tandem. You've got to have a good goalie
Me
tandem. They got to
too.
have a relationship with each other. They've got to help each other, and they both have to be doing well, because if they're not, the other one's, to me, you see these things where one goalie is worried about the other goalie, and it's this back and forth. And so I think we had kind of a difficult situation where you have Otter coming back from injury. He literally comes back, plays a game, and then Wedgwood gets hurt the next night on a back-to-back, and Otter has to come in. And they were worried. We were, I think all of us were worried about that. You know, we don't want to overwork him. We want to make sure he's getting well. And he really stood up to that and did pretty okay. And then he kind of had this rough spell. And really, I mean, while he was out, Wedgie held it down. I mean, I can't say enough about Wedgwood. I think he's a great goaltender.
Wedgie.
Wedgie, yeah, we call him Wedgie or Wedgewall. But what a great, just a great guy, great person in the room, great goaltender. And I think their dynamic has worked. But for that period of time where we had the two injuries and then Otter was kind of out of sorts, it was really interesting seeing some of the stuff behind the scenes. Like there was a game where Wedge had gone and had some signs put up that were like, "It ought to be a great game," or something like that. And just like seeing the connection, the camaraderie between them two. And that was really where you kind of started to see also Otter's confidence get back up. He put up a couple of really good games. He had that the double shutouts, like all that stuff. And I think he really needed to get some good games under his belt. I think he needed to feel confident and solid that he was good, but also that Wedge was good. And that trust of like, when I'm not in the net's going to be taken care of. And I think the best thing is that both of those guys can roll in on any night and can play amazingly. It's just a matter of trying to manage the workload, and also making sure the defense is playing properly in front of them, because that has been a struggle at times this year.
What kind of tweaks did you guys make at the deadline?
Well, the big one was bringing Chris Tanev in. I mean, what a deal. I mean, I was impressed. I was expecting that to be the last deal that was made. I thought there was going to be a lot of bidding going on for this, and instead it was a before the deadline day, like dropped it in for next to nothing. I think especially all the speculation was that we might have to give up Stankoven or Maverick Bork or, you know, whatever. And we really didn't have to give up one of those big pieces. We did lose a defensive asset, but I think it worked out well for us. And I can't say enough good things about Chris Tanev. I think he's come in here and slotted in just great and really helped the defense, which was definitely our sore point. And so I feel like that was a move that we needed to make. Jim made it, and that was pretty much it. There were some other behind the scenes moves and stuff, but it was pretty quiet. We did. I will say this. We did lose Joel Hanley, who was a defenseman for us for a hot minute. He scored his first NHL goal in the playoffs for us in the bubble. But he got waived and then got scooped up by Calgary. And so I was sad to see that transition. What a great guy, and we're happy to see him in the NHL, but sad to see him leave. But
The trade deadline always has you like clinched. You're like, oh God, what are they gonna do? You know?
100%. Yeah, you never know. And there's always something. There's always some surprise or some unexpected something. And so that wasn't it. That wasn't somebody I was expecting to lose this year, but I think that overall we're in a better defensive place now. And I think Chris is the missing piece, and it's been really great to have him in.
I mean, the Avs had a really killer deadline. We got some,
Yes.
like, it was because compared to the
Mittelstadt
year
and
before,
yeah.
we did nothing. And then we also got, so this year it was like cha-ching. We got
Yes.
rid of Johansson, who was
Yes.
doing nothing all season.
Right.
But where are we at now? Middlestat, yeah, you said
Remodels
Walker.
Mittelstadt, yeah.
We had to send Bo Byram to Buffalo. Thanks,
Yes, that
Bo.
was sad. Oh, I love Bo. I love, well, and now Bo can be in Buffalo with Justy. So
Darling.
yeah,
Oh, with
Dolly.
yeah,
Tyson.
Eric
Tyson
Johnson.
Jost. Yeah, and
Oh,
Eric
Joe, yeah.
Johnson. Oh wait, but did EJ get traded? Or did
I don't know.
I
There's a
can't keep
couple trades
track.
that I totally didn't see.
I can't remember if he did or not. I can't remember, but there was talk about it for sure. So
Yeah.
who?
Hopefully. No
Hopefully.
one wants to
Still
stay in Buffalo. Just kidding.
no. I mean, honestly though, I mean, and you probably saw, but they fired, excuse me, their coach.
Granato.
Yeah, they fired Granato, and then I think a video coach. But anyway, I'm like, I don't, okay. Maybe just part of that team. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot. You know, it's the end of the season. The
Yeah.
Coyotes are gone. You know,
Oh, that whole mess. Oh, I
well,
feel
they're in
so
our
bad.
division. Let's just touch on that really quick. I feel like
Yeah.
maybe they've known about this Salt Lake City longer than the fans have. Do you get that feeling? Because I mean, this whole mullet
It just
arena
seems very,
experience
it seems,
experiment.
yeah. The whole thing is a mess because like the mullet arena thing was weird, and then like at on the 8th, I think they released this video like with these plans for this arena development and all that stuff, and which is fine, whatever. And then they dropped this information. But yes, I'm with you. I think that there's been hints that something's been up, that something smells for a bit. And so
Yeah.
it wouldn't surprise me, but it sounds like from the information that maybe the players and the employees weren't all on board. Maybe it was up high. Because it just
Yeah.
seems like on the bottom, it's a mess. Like nobody knows
I
what's
feel
going
a lot of
on.
like the players' families are complaining too.
Yeah,
And it's
yeah.
like Salt Lake City, what's the difference? You're in the desert still. No one goes there. Wait, no, I mean, there's mountains and all that. Salt Lake City's beautiful, actually.
It's
But
beautiful. I wonder if it has more to do with like the reputation that Utah and Salt Lake City has just for
yeah,
being
I mean, they
more
had the
like
Winter Olympics
conservative, and
there, and
they did though. Yeah, there's been
yeah.
some really cool stuff there, so they may have the ability to just kind of like slot into that.
Are they going to stay the Coyotes, or are they going to become like, yeah, the Fighting Mormons, or,
I don't
you know?
know. I don't know what they're gonna do. It's interesting actually. The night after they announced,
The
I had a
Joseph Smith.
dream. Oh,
Oh, that'd be so horrible.
that would be horrible. I had a dream the night after they announced that we had gone to Salt Lake City to see a game, and it was so bizarre. They were dressed in almost all white with like blue and gold trim, and they had doves on their jersey. I don't know what the name was in my brain, but that's how my brain took this.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been interesting because my understanding from what I have seen is that the league's gonna buy the team from the owner, then turn around and sell it to the Salt Lake City people, and they're gonna relocate. But then there's a possibility they can bring an expansion team or bring the team. I'm not sure. It sounded like originally, from what I understood, that they were gonna stay the Coyotes. Now it sounds like they might be changing it because there are already people speculating. So I'm not clear. I mean, it sounds like this is all still speculation mostly.
Yeah,
So,
I've seen some like mock-ups like the Salt Lake City Yetis or something like that.
yes,
That'd
I've
be
seen
kind of
that
cool.
too. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do with it because I don't know. You know, do you move everything there? And because I could see it going either way. I can see the new owner being like, hey, you know, we understand y'all are coming from Arizona, but these are your guys. Like, we want to keep the branding, we want to keep it and like draw in the fan base and like, you know, hey, we're not that far, like we can go. But I could also see wanting to like start a whole new fresh
Yeah.
slate. So it'll
We'll
be
see. It's
interesting.
exciting, you know.
Yeah. It's also sad though. I mean,
Yeah.
we just had the Domes, right? Like, you know, getting to be the first father son to play for this org, I think. Don't quote me on that. I might be wrong, but I think that you're right for that org.
Yeah.
And now they're going to be relocated, and it's just kind of like there's been so much investment and time, and I think more
Yeah.
about the community and like, I mean, Austin Matthews. Like, if we didn't have hockey in the desert, we wouldn't have Austin Matthews, who can be controversial and is
100%.
not my favorite, but you know, this doesn't bode well for growing the game, I think, in some ways, even though it's moving to another market because we're losing one. And
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
the 19 years they've been around, or however longer they've
Yeah.
made the playoffs 5 times, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, look at Buffalo. They haven't been in 11 years. Just kidding.
13, I think.
13? Oh, sorry, Buffalo fans.
No, I think they're probably mad at me for correcting you because, you know, I'm sorry. I know I am never Buffalo fans' favorites. I never am. It's okay. The goal was good. Y'all can be mad until you die. You can be mad until you die. I'm sorry. You know, Wayne Gretzky got on that stage for the awards that year and said it was a good goal. That's good enough for me. If the great one thinks we scored, we did. So that'll lay that to rest for me. Thank you.
So let's move over to the
Yes.
playoff talk now.
Yes.
So
Yes.
Colorado has hit a skid. And it seems like we
Yes.
do this like every year. Oh, I think we did
Right.
it last year and the year before. You guys whomped our ass. I went like 7-0 or something. Ugh. Wait, no. Well, Winnipeg Whomper ass 7-0. You guys, we
Yes.
had a tight battle, or did you kick
We
our ass?
did. We did. We ended up what it what was it? It was it I
Like
know
5-6
ended up
or
with an
something,
empty
or
net 6-5 to 7, something 5-6, something like
yeah.
that. It ended up being tighter at the end than which is good for me. I want to see like a good game. Like that's what I like the most. Don't get me wrong, a good old blowout is fun every now and then, but I want to see good hockey. Like that's my favorite thing. And
Yeah. Go ahead.
that's my favorite thing about this time of year also is that is I and I am very much a person who is like, you know, the Stars are my ride or die. They have been since I came into since they came to Dallas and since they've been in the league. They've been my team. But when they're out, you know, even if we don't make the playoffs, I'm watching playoff hockey. Like there's really good stuff to
Yeah.
see. But yeah, I think sometimes at the end of the season, teams struggle to finish it out, and
I
it's
think,
interesting.
yeah, because we had a really, like, after the trade deadline, we were clicking. Our new guys were soaring. Like, all the
Yeah.
fan base were like, fuck yes.
Yes, we're doing it.
And then
Yeah.
we have this skid, and now we're going to see Winnipeg first round, which is interesting.
It is. It is.
Because, in our division, we've been leapfrogging each other all season.
Yep.
Most of you in Dallas, or Dallas and Winnipeg, have been at the top, but I mean, we've all just been.
Yeah,
You know,
it's been all do,
so
do, 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 do. Yep.
yeah, so but you guys haven't got your opponent set yet, right? Is Dallas and,
It's still
or
up
is
in
it
the
for sure
air.
Vegas? Oh, okay.
No, it's not for sure Vegas, because I saw right before I logged in here,
Like
there's
game
some
scenarios.
stuff. Yes, because if I think if Nashville wins or something, they can clinch wild card one. So there's still some possible flip-flopping around, and like, and Vegas won the other day, and so it's very confusing to me, but it's not set yet. So we could still face either of those teams, although I think it's leaning towards it being Vegas, which
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
oof, which it was.
Revenge for last year?
Oh, I don't know. I am. When I saw that they were okay, first of all, I am not a Vegas fan. I have problems. I mean, of course, it's playoffs, and you know, Mark Stone's been out for months, and he's practicing because of course he is.
Yeah.
And I know this is all legit and by the book, but I still think that there should probably be some more oversight with this, and people can be mad at me if they want. That's fine, whatever. That's my opinion. That's just where I'm at. But yes, we're very glad that Mark Stone is going to be well enough in time to play for the playoffs, just like always. And the fact that he may be our first round opponent. And I have two opinions on it. My first opinion is like, no, why are we starting this? My second thought though is that, hey, you know what? Let's release the demons. Let's exorcise the demons from last year. Let's start this first round off where we left off last year and go on a tear. Let's just do it. Let's get it over with. Knock it out of the way. Do it now. We don't have to deal with Vegas later. Do it now and go right on through. Let's do it.
Yeah, I think Dallas does have the edge over
I
Seattle
mean Vegas.
because
Whoops.
Seattle has struggled a
I mean
lot more than you
Vegas.
guys
Whoops.
this year. Just I think their goalie was hurt as well, and just other injuries. At the deadline, they did pick up Tomas Hertl,
They did. They
who he
did.
just scored a big one
Yes.
against us.
Yes, I know. I know. I was watching that game, and just, oh, that was so painful. So painful. I mean,
I'm
happy for
so
Hurdle,
happy
but
for, yeah. I mean, it
yeah.
sucks being on the crappiest team in the league for years when you like once were a great team and then
Yes.
you're it's just
Yeah.
bottom of the barrel guys. And so I'm glad he's getting out of there and
Me
Vegas
too.
is giving him a
Me
chance.
too. Me too.
But that said, would you rather face Seattle or Nashville then?
I don't know. I
I feel
mean,
like Nashville had a hotter streak these last couple three or like last 3 weeks. They've had a good
they
run.
have. They've been on a tear. I mean, they went from what they weren't gonna do much of anything, and then Trotz was like, you can't go see U2 with the Sphere, and lit a fire under their butts, I guess. And I mean, good for them. I was telling a friend of mine earlier about how I think that everybody built up Nashville and Dallas to be a rivalry, but we're Southern hockey teams. Like we get it. Like we have kind of an understanding and a camaraderie between us because of that. And we do have a little bit of rivalry. You know, we had a playoff series against him a couple of years ago, and I'd be happy to meet him. But honestly, I think I would rather take Vegas and get it over with. Because I think in some ways it would be better for us to see Vegas now while they're still getting their legs, than to let them get some momentum going and have them to see them later.
Yeah, exactamundo. So let me ask just some random questions now. But so who is you think the most improved player on your team this year? And who do you want to shine in the playoffs?
Gosh. I will say, I know we talked about Wyatt, and so I'm going to leave him out of this conversation, although I do think he's been probably one of the best players on the team all year. I would love to see Tyler Seguin have a great playoff. I think he's had a great year, and I won't say that he's necessarily most improved, because I think he's been working on his way up. But I think until February when he got injured, he's really had a great year. He's finally looking like he's got a complete game together, like he's finally well from his hip injury and surgery. And I think that he's kind of fallen down the ranks, you know, for he was the superstar and then, you know, took a lot of heat for contracts and injury and all this stuff. And he's had to remake himself as a player. You know, he's had to relearn how to do things and how to do new things and start picking up things. And his defensive game has improved quite a lot. It wasn't bad before, I don't think, but he's just doing a lot and playing really well and
What's
adapting
his
really well.
age?
He is 31, I
Okay,
think.
I thought for some reason I thought he was older. I think he's just been playing
31
for
or
so long.
32. I can't remember his birthday. His birthday is in January, and I think he may be 32, something like that. But he, you know, he's not young.
He's got a
But
couple more years if he
he's
stays
got a couple
healthy.
more years, but he's definitely, I mean, he's not going to be that guy who scores 60 goals or whatever. He's going to have a different
That's
role, and that's
Pavelski,
okay.
who's 40.
Yes, Pavelski, who's 40, who still, again, just incredible. But I would love to see Tyler get more recognition, because I think he just doesn't get enough recognition for what he does. And he's better than he gets credit for, even if he's not what we thought he was going to be.
So what's your prediction then? Oh wait, no, we'll save that because I'm going to talk to you again, okay? Once we figure out who you're playing. Because one of my besties is a Vegas fan, so maybe we could do a shit talking episode. I'm just kidding. No, you'd love my friend Amy. She's great.
I am one of these people who, like, I'm like, look, the team, yes, I don't have beef with fans. I'm happy for fans when their teams win.
Yeah,
But I
Amy's the
love a
same.
good
Yeah.
banter. I love a good banter. It's so fun. So, yeah.
Let me throw in some more random stuff. Okay, so
Yeah.
Edmonton is facing off LA for
Yes.
the third year in a
Yes.
row. For me,
Yes.
I want that to be the big upset where everyone goes, oh my God.
I would
Because
love that.
obviously Connor McDavid, he's still up for heart.
Yes.
I mean,
Yes.
I think it's Nathan MacKinnon's to lose, but
I
McDavid
agree.
just got the 100
He
assists,
did. Yes, I saw that last night.
which
I watched that
is
game. Yes.
elite. I mean, when you're in
Yeah.
Bobby Orr, Gretzky, Lemieux,
Yeah.
he's
Yeah, you're it.
27, like, so hats off to you, McDavid. Holy.
100%. That was, I mean, impressive. Impressive. So, yeah.
Well,
But no, I'm
what do
with
you?
you. I love to see upsets. I love to see that. I mean, not against me,
Yeah.
but no, but I mean, I think that's one of the most beautiful things about the NHL is that, you know, we get here and you know, you can look at it and it can mean nothing. Like one of my favorite things to do every single year is to sit down and see who everybody thought, you know, who's going to win, who's they're pulling for, who are they saying it's going to be, and seeing how often it's right. Last year, do you remember who it was? Who they were like, oh yeah, this is their year. They're going to do it.
Oh,
It's going
that
to
was
be
me
them.
saying Boston.
So lots of people said Boston, but a fair amount of people, their prediction was the Oilers, that the Oilers were going to win
Yeah.
last year, and that didn't happen. So I love a good upset. I love the fact that anybody can win, because we've seen it happen. But I don't know if it'll be them or not. It'll be interesting to see.
I
But
think that
yeah,
rivalry has gotten pretty tense the last 3 years
I
because
agree.
LA's been on the losing end. And
Yeah,
like, I
they
think
want it.
they lost in game seven. Last year, I think, was
Mm-hmm.
game six. And then this year, I think LA, the pressure's on Edmonton to
Yes,
win.
I think so. I think so. Just with how the season's gone. I mean, they had that really slow start. It was
Oh, it was
everybody's
a
like, what is
terrible
going on?
start. They were tied with San Jose for a little bit.
I
You know, Connor
know. I
wasn't the top
know.
10
I
in
know. It
scoring.
was everybody's like, what's happening? Which was so interesting because remember they came in with that cover bus mentality. And so I wonder if they just got like overwhelmed and like psyched themselves out and needed to have that, you know, that almost a redo.
And
So
I think there was a rumor that McDavid was playing hurt.
yes, I
Or
heard that
I'm making
too.
that up. Is that true?
No, I heard
He
that too.
started that
You know
Just
what?
kidding.
That would be smart though. You know, oh, hey, I heard McDavid's hurt. Aren't you McDavid? Shh. No,
Yeah.
don't. Inside source. But no, that was definitely the rumor for a while. And then now, of course, he missed a few games now with whatever's going on, which hopefully nothing serious or related. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. And I agree. I think LA has had some rough patches this year too. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. 'Cause I can see they've kind of got a chip on their shoulder about it. They may have something to prove. So it sounds like it's probably going to be a
Well,
pretty good
I
series.
think they have some old guys on that team, like Anze Kopitar. He's been on
Kopitar.
that team forever.
Yeah.
What's his the other guy
Doughty.
who's been on the who?
Drew
Doughty.
Doughty.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think those guys are
Yeah.
get to kick the can one more time. But
Yeah,
also,
yeah.
but I had a question about Leon Draisaitl. Isn't it like
Yes.
his contract year for him? So I think he
I
might be
think
done. Or
so.
so.
Yes, and
I
a
would love
couple
to
of
see him
weeks.
out of Edmonton.
You
That's
know
just
what?
me.
You know what? It's really interesting that you say that because a couple of weeks ago there was a whole bunch of drama on Twitter about, oh, Leon trade. Oh. And I mean, I think it is really going to be interesting to see because both with McDavid and Draisaitl, you know, they've been there, they've put in time, they put in work. And yes, I think Leon is up. If not, then shortly after. And it'll be interesting to see if they stay or if they choose to go
Where
and
would he
what may
go? Where would
happen.
he fit? You
That's a
know?
good question too, because I'm just like, where would you go? Would you go someplace that, you know, would you try to slot in somewhere, you know, like I don't know, Vegas? Because
Well,
you
yeah,
know
he has to
they'd
go to
put
a
him if
winning
they could.
team. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're
He's
not
not
going to
going to
want to go
Columbus,
someplace.
you
No,
know?
he's not going to go to Columbus or San Jose or you know Anaheim. He's going to want to go somewhere that's up, but they've got to
Or
have the
maybe
money.
change to the East. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that you know what? That wouldn't surprise me if he goes to the East. But yeah, interesting, interesting. But I wonder the same thing about McDavid. I mean, you know, when the time comes, what's the choice? So it'll be interesting to see.
Another possible upset, well, just sticking to the east or the west,
Yes.
excuse me. Vancouver, they've been
Oh.
top dog all season as
They
well.
have. Yeah.
I'd hate for them to get lose the first round.
I would too. I hope that's not going to happen. I have a love-hate relationship with the Canucks. They were the first team we lost against when I was a fan. And so
Yeah.
it's funny. It's funny because I think their rebrand helped because when I started watching when I started watching their games again more recently, I was like, oh, look at their uniforms. But let me tell you, when they put on those black and mustard ketchup jerseys with the
Bro, I
skates,
love those. Yeah.
they're so good that I get like some 90s PTSD of like,
Yeah.
oh, but I love Quinn Hughes. I love Peterson, you know, or Pedersen. I love Demko. I love to see them being successful. And yes, I'm with you. I hope that they won't get ousted in the first round. I'd like to see what they can
Yeah,
do.
and I think Quinn Hughes is going to win the Norris.
I agree. I agree.
He's got the
And I,
points. Yeah, go
he
ahead.
does. He has the points, but I also appreciate that he's defensive. I think one of my big beefs with the Norris in the past years is it's kind of been the best scoring defenseman, you know, the
Yeah,
one that
like
puts up the
Carlson
most
last
points.
year. Yeah.
Yeah,
He's on the worst
but
team, and of course he scores 100, which is amazing. Not
it
knocking it.
is. No, but that's not defensive. And
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that, but I would love to see them either start a defensive defenseman award or you know, have the Norris be for that and then have a scoring defenseman award just
Yeah,
because
I think That would be extra cool,
Yes.
actually.
Yeah.
Because
I
the
think it
game
makes
has
more
changed
sense.
so much. Like,
It
everyone's a scoring
has.
defenseman now, you know?
Yes.
And, like,
Yes.
it's funny because Cale Makar is in second for the running, and I think Roman Josi is in third for the Norris. And it's like, we were so spoiled with Cale a few years ago that now we're
Oh,
like,
yeah.
he's having an average season, or second in defense. You know, second for defensemen is average for him,
But he has set
or
the
not
bar
good.
high.
Speaking of your D-man, Mural Heiskanen, how's he doing?
I love him. I love Miro. Miro is so wonderful. He's another player who's tremendously underrated.
Is
I
he a
think if he were
lifelong Dallas? His whole career has been in Dallas? Okay.
whole career's been in Dallas. We drafted him in 2017. He was a part of that big 17 draft that includes Robo and Otter. And so he was a part of that. He's great. I think he's wonderful. He's had some stuff this year, but he mostly played on his offside because of defense stuff, and you know, he's not going to play as good on his offside as his regular side. That's something we've been dealing with since he started, just because of our situations. And so he's playing better. He's looking good. And I think he's going to continue to grow. It's been a great season for him.
And then just a dabble into some AHL talk. The Texas Stars, you guys are heading into the playoffs as well?
Yes, headed into the Calder Cup playoffs as well. I don't keep track of them quite as much as I haven't kept as track of them as much as I usually do this year, just because things have been a little bit more hectic than usual.
Yeah, I admittedly never pay attention. But I mean, obviously, you know, when like a guy gets hurt, you know who's on your AHL
You
affiliate team,
do.
you know.
You
So,
do.
but with all this talk with Stanky getting called up,
Yes.
and you know,
Yes.
he was kind of killing it in the AHL
He was.
this
Yeah.
season.
Yeah, he was what, number one for a while for AHL scoring, and then Maverick Bourque, who it was number two, I think, and they kept leapfrogging each other. He's also one of our prospects in Cedar Park, and he's playing well. And so it's going to be interesting to see whether, I mean, of course, depending on how things go, he may get called up here and there. He did play an NHL game. And you know, that's a possibility, of course. But I would love to see, you know, Mac and them do a good run down there for the Calder. Got a lot of good prospects and a lot of good guys down there. So nice to
Well,
see.
so then to dabble into the East a little bit.
Yes.
Um,
Yeah.
ev just like last year, this year it's that last wild card spot. Did you
Yeah.
watch that Red Wings game
Oh,
highlight?
I missed it. I missed
Oh,
it. But
watch it. If you got 5 minutes later,
yes, I'm gonna have to check it out. I did not catch that one yet, but I did see a clip of a guy getting a pizza delivered right when
Oh,
the
yes,
goal
saw that.
happened. Yes, and I was like, okay, now I gotta go find these highlights because this looks amazing. But it was very funny to see somebody. I was like, that's probably what my house sounds like when we when something
Yeah,
like that happens.
my friend David's a huge, hey David, shout out. He's a huge Red Wings fan, and you know, they've gone 8 years. So I'm kind of
Wow.
like rooting for them.
Yeah, we're all trying to see if the Shanna plan's gonna work out. I think, yeah.
And then, well, Washington is firmly atop of that spot because even if Washington loses, I forget the scenario, they have more points throughout the season, like goals or something, the
Yes.
goal differential.
Yes,
So even,
somebody.
yeah, can you explain?
Yeah, somebody, I'm not going to remember 100%, but it's like, you know, it's according to points, it's according to, then it's like regulation wins, then it's like there's this whole long line, and somebody,
Yeah.
maybe an Elliot Friedman, who broke it down to like this is how it all tra but that's so interesting to get it down to those specifics where you're literally talking about, you know, different games and all those things. It is so close. And
Yeah, because Philly's not out,
no,
you know,
Philly's not out.
technically.
And I think, didn't Islanders just clinch?
They did.
They just did. So they're in, but still in the running are the Wings, the Caps, the Flyers, by like the skin of
And
their teeth,
Pittsburgh.
and Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So that's wild. I mean, we are down to the wire. It is so interesting. But On one hand, I love it. I love that because then there's games with stake instead of just like these games where it's like, okay, yeah, we're finishing out the season. Not that I think that necessarily any of these guys do that, but it gives it some meat.
Montreal played their ass off against Detroit last night. It was a playoff game in
Yes.
Little Caesars Arena. It
Love
was two
it.
octopuses on the ice. That's the only spoiler I'll give you.
Amazing.
Watch those highlights
Amazing.
later.
I am gonna literally I'm gonna get done with this. I'm gonna go make my lunch, and while I'm eating my lunch, I'm gonna watch the highlights because I love it. I love that. I love it when games mean stuff. I love it when teams that are even out of it are just like, we are not going out without swinging. Like, here we go.
Yeah,
It's good.
I'm really impressed with Washington actually, because I forgot they were a hockey team for a while there.
They really were kind of for a bit there, but no, they've stepped up. It's looked a lot better. Yeah.
Oshie's been killing it. And I think Ovechkin silently scored 30 goals this season. Am I making that up? Did I dream this?
I don't, I
Not
know
30,
that
20, 20.
I was gonna say, I
Yeah.
know it was definitely not a small amount. It was smaller than usual for him, and it
Yeah.
was a slow start, and there was a lot of talk about that. But no, he still put up 20,
Yeah, I think, and
and
it's his 18th season. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, come on, come on, you know.
I do hope he breaks the goal record, Gretzky's goal record.
Do I hope? I don't
Do you
know.
think he can? I mean, he's got 3 more years left, I think.
I think he's got 3 more years left, and how many are left to go? I think when I sat there and thought about it, I'm like, I think he could do it. I think he can do it.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see if he does. I think that I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that I hope to see it, but it's always interesting just to watch these things happen. And it's also really cool right now, I think, to see how different things are and how many records are being broken. That's been kind of cool.
Yeah, well, let's talk McKinnon for a minute. I
Yeah.
hope he wins the heart. He's been in the league, what, this is 10th year? 10th or 11th, I don't know. He started
Thanks.
young, 18, so he's
He
28
did.
now.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Last season, he tore it up. It was his first 100-point season. This year, another 100-point monster season. I think he's at 132. I last checked, and maybe he's higher, 138. I don't know. It's up there.
It's
It's getting up there.
a lot. Yeah.
But him and Kucherov have been neck and neck, and then
We have.
McDavid came back around. What are your thoughts on Hart? Who do you want to have it?
I think it's McKinnon, no doubt. I mean, if I was voting, that would be my vote. I think that the other two are great, but I mean, just the sheer impact that McKinnon has. I mean,
The
not
goals
that
he scored, the
I
hat trick,
know. I the
the
goals, the hat tricks,
goal
the home point
streaks.
streak. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh, yes,
And
just
which
like
the when it ended, that last one was like, did he get an assist on
I
that? So
know
that was
there.
controversial.
Yes, there was some talk about them, what the team was going to petition for them to give him the or whatever, and I don't know whatever happened with that, but that was like, you know, I think everybody's like this. You want it to lo If you want the streak to end, you want it to end like firmly. You don't want there to be
Yeah.
a doubt about it. But yeah, that was kind of disappointing and interesting, the controversy with that. But even so, it's just still what, 32 games? Is that right? I mean, just incredible. Like he's just, I mean, anybody who there's a lot of people who have beef with McKinnon, and I get it. I mean, there's a part of me that's like, oh, but it's very much like, why aren't you on my team? Like he
Yeah.
is just incredible. If you don't watch him when he's on the ice, you're nuts. Like, come on.
Well, I think definitely this year has changed my mind about him. And I'm an Avs fan. I was always like, if I ever got a jersey, it'd be a Landeskog or a Mikko jersey. But this year, I'm like, oh, damn, I would get a McKinnon jersey this year because he's just so his intensity this year, like his bursts of speed, like this statisticians measure every little thing about a game and like his bursts of speed. It's like, who, my God, who has the stopwatch on that? The radar gun or the speedometer gun or whatever. Like,
Yeah,
I don't know.
he's just blowing it up out there. It's so interesting, and I think, yeah, I think he has a good case for it.
Well, also, I would love to see Pittsburgh get in there too. I mean, Crosby's old.
Yes.
They're all
Yeah.
that core is old, and plus when Carlson got the OT winner, the other day. God, who were they playing? A game was on the line. I mean, every point matters. And I think, was it against
Maybe.
Detroit? I don't know. It doesn't matter. But Pittsburgh won, and that's why they're still in this
Yes,
race.
they're still in the race. I'm hoping that for Crosby and Gino, want those guys to have another shot at it. Also, I mean, I think Crosby's out there just trying to will them through it. You know, they did win last night. They beat Nashville. So they're still in it, and I'd love to see him eat again. So it'll
Well,
be.
so the Rangers got the President's Trophy. Do you believe in
Yes.
that curse?
I don't largely because the year we won the cup, we also won the President's Trophy. So that's not something that I'm worried about. But I have always been of the opinion that the President's Trophy, while it's nice to win, is just like an extra. Like that's not what we care about.
Yeah, that's
And
for
I
the
think a lot
owners,
of
not the
teams,
curse.
yeah, yes. And I think that's kind of how a lot of teams seem to be about it. Like it's an accomplishment, but it's also just like the first one. You know, as you're like heading out the door in the playoffs, like, yes, we got that. Now we got to go get the hardware we really want. And so is it an accomplishment? Yes. Is it something that I'm that worried about? No. It's kind of interesting because I do think there's got to be something about it that weighs on teams because there's a reason they call it a curse. I don't think that's real. I do think
Like,
though
don't
there
touch the
is,
trophy, all that,
well, that's interesting too, because people always ask about that. And every time somebody asks about that, there's people who are like, oh, we don't care. Well, the last time we went to the Western Conference Final, I mean, the last time we won the Western Conference Final, they did not touch the trophy. This was in the bubble. They purposefully didn't touch it. Tampa did, and Tampa won. And so I think there's examples for both, and you know, players are superstitious, and so are fans. But yeah, the President's Trophy one doesn't bother me at all. So Rangers can have it.
So I guess, that's all I really have. Who would you like to see win? Obviously your team is going to win the
Yes,
Stanley Cup.
that's right. They are going to do
But who would you like to
that.
see in the finals against you?
So I have always dreamt of a Stars Canes final. I think it would look incredible. And they've got a bunch of Finns, and I am a Finland fan because of all of our wonderful Finns. And so I love seeing Finns on the national stage,
Oh,
and I
I do have
cannot
a Finnish
wait.
question.
Yes.
How do you
Yes.
say Jani's last name?
Jani Hakanpää.
Hot what?
Hakanpää. Hakanpää.
Hakanpaa.
Hakanpää. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. Yes, Jani Hakanpää. There's a whole like how to pronounce series that they've done that the videos are out there. But yeah,
No,
that's how you
I
say it.
like how you said Carolina, because I became a fan of Carolina in recent years, when they were a bunch of jerks. Remember when Don Cherry said that? I was like, I instantly like Carolina now.
Oh
And then they rolled with it. They got
they
the
did.
shirts. And they were getting shit for doing their like after game antics. They'd win a game and they would do like the
The
bowling
storm.
pins or whatever.
What do they call it? Storm surge, I think is what they call it.
Something. I mean, it's something that entertain the fans at the end of a game, because I'm always on board for that.
I think it's great. I mean, so many fans out there are calling for more personality from players and teams who want to see more of this stuff. Like, yes, please, by all means, let them stand in a circle and do silly stuff. Like, it's funny and the fans like it. And honestly, I think one of the biggest arguments is that somebody said, and it may have been Don Cherry, who knows, was like, they don't want to do this stuff. Have you seen their faces? Yes, they do. They're having a great time out there. Like, come on. So that would be my ideal. I think like if I could just set it up, I would do that because I also think it would be a good final. I think it would be a good final. But
I think also, I mean, every team has pressure, but Carolina has had have made deep runs these last couple years. And
oh yeah.
last year was, I guess, humiliating, a
Yeah.
sweep
A
by
sweep in the
Florida, which
final.
no one saw that coming.
No one saw it coming. No one.
But we should
I
have saw it coming.
we
Bobrovsky in net, we should have seen it.
What's so interesting about that run is that last year I remember watching a game at the beginning of the year and Bob looked cooked. And I love Bob. I love Bob. He's one of my favorites. Like I said, I'm a goalie girl. If I don't like a goalie, it's Binnington.
Yeah.
And I don't have to explain
I
that to
think he's the most
anybody.
hated player.
He really should be. I mean, he's kind of a jerk.
Well,
And that's being
he's a
nice.
princess. He's all bark. I mean, when Fleury tried to fight him,
Oh,
and he acted like he didn't have eyeballs all of a sudden.
I am still mad. We were denied that day. That we
Yeah.
they should have put them at center ice and gone, go. Like, let's just go. Like, I would have loved to see Fleury just be like, let me put you in your place, okay? Let me just sit you
Yeah.
down and you think you're shit. You know, you're gonna see that you are no, you're gonna sit. So unfortunate that they denied us that. But anyway, but yeah, I saw a game and I was like, man, Bob is cooked. Because he let in some really weak goals. It looked really bad. I think they lost like 7-0 on that game. But when the playoffs started, I was like, oh, he's on it. This is going to be something. And
Yeah. I
yeah.
think people always talk about, like a lot of Avs fans are melting down because we've had these embarrassing losses the last week. And I'm like,
Yeah.
it's a different beast, the playoffs. It's just kiss whatever happened in the regular season
No,
goodbye.
it's true. It's true. 100%. That's why anybody can win. That's why it's the best postseason in sports. That's why the trophy is so important, because you know that anybody can do it, and whoever did it worked their ass off. And we've seen it. We've seen seasons where it doesn't matter. You know, the first team
Yeah.
goes out and gets swept in the first round. I mean, what, you know, the wild card, what was it? Wild card chaos squad a couple of years ago. It was Dallas, Carolina, the Blue Jackets, and the Avs, I think. We like swept everybody. We weren't supposed to win, or we didn't sweep, but that whole
Yeah.
first round, all the losers won. It was great. And that's what it's about. Because you're right, the regular season goes out the window. There's going to be, you know,
Yeah.
all this stuff that
I think
happens.
even last season, every team with home ice advantage lost their first game. Every team. So it was like, well,
So much for that. That's it's just, yeah, you can count on it, and you can look at it and be like, this is the best. I mean, look at Boston from last year. Everybody was like,
Yeah,
they
oh,
got it
that
in the
hurt.
bag.
That
It
hurt.
did.
Because I
It
was
did.
rooting for Boston. I was rooting for Bergie.
Oh, I know. I know. That was heartbreaking. And
Yeah.
I mean, you know, love him. I can't wait. Someday they'll rename the Selke after him.
Yeah. Oh. Well, and then I got two more things before I let you go, okay? The Madonna statue. Tell me about it. Is it does it look good or is it like janky? Like that
Oh, it
one
looks
Cristiano
great.
Ronaldo. Okay.
It looks great. I didn't get to be there. I wanted to be there on the day, but I wasn't able to be there because of other stuff that was happening. But I got to go to a game like a week after, and I mean, it was really cool watching the reveal. It was so interesting because it was raining outside, so they actually, instead of doing the reveal at like 3 p.m. before the game, they did it during the first intermission. So he gave this speech and he was in the arena and there was all this, it was so beautiful. It was so wonderful. And then they unveiled it and it looks amazing. It's got
It's huge. Like it's
it is,
pretty
it is
big, right? It's
really
like
big.
15 feet or something. I don't,
Yeah,
maybe.
it's huge. It's on this big marble slab and it's got the signature jersey flap. Like the motion is there. It's beautiful. And it's even better in person. I was very impressed with it. I was very happy with
Yeah,
it.
I love that
Yeah.
at stadiums because I was able to go to a Wild game last October,
Oh
like at the
yeah.
beginning of the season. Or was it no?
Yeah.
Yeah, end of October. And just walking around the arena, and there was outside, there was just a giant statue of Herb Brooks. And I was like,
Yes.
yes, love it.
I love that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Well, and then lastly, any
Yeah.
new jerseys this year?
No, I am on a Jersey fast right now. I am debating about what I want to get next, and I have gone back and forth about it. And I'm actually highly considering that my next jersey may be a Thomas Harley jersey, because I quite like the kid. I think he is a great defenseman. I think he's going to do some really awesome stuff here as well.
Did the organization drop any new jerseys for like retro, or did they do any special jerseys this year?
No, we didn't do any special ones this year. We've been rolling just with the regular, the white, the green, and the blackout, which is still our third, which still looks amazing.
The blackout with the like the neon, right?
Yes, with the
I
neon.
think, yeah, I forgot to touch on Duchesne hit 1,000 points or 1,000 games in Dallas. It was beginning of the season, 28 games in, but congratulations, Duchesne. That's a hell of a marker.
That's right.
But yeah, they were wearing the blackout jerseys. I was like,
They're
oh, I
wearing.
want one of those. Those are so good.
They're
I would
so
love every
good.
team to have a blackout. Like they have like a black light night, like.
Yes. That's my favorite thing about the blackouts is that on nights that they have the blackout jerseys, they always do black light, at different parts during intermissions and stuff like that. And it is so cool to see everybody just light up, and it's a lot of fun. I think that would be a really cool thing for the league to do. But yeah, no new third jerseys or anything like that this year. And I didn't purchase any new ones
Well,
yet, but
if you guys win, treat yourself.
always. So we'll see. We'll see. I go back and forth. I'm like, Harley, Stankoven, like, where do I go? But I have time to decide. Maybe I'll see who the MVP is and we'll go from there. So
Yeah. Sweet, Ren. That's all I got. Thank you so
yeah.
much.
Oh yes,
And
always
we'll be
happy
in
to talk.
touch
Sounds
because I love
good.
talking hockey. And you know a lot about
Yes.
hockey. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's one of my favorite things to talk about, and I'm always happy to do it. So thank you for having me.
All right, bye.
Bye.